whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. We bow our heads and join our hearts together. We pray for the whole Christian church, that the peace of God dwell upon it, and that the Spirit of God work through it. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the nations of the world and for the men and women entrusted with their leadership, that wisdom may be given them in this trying time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for this congregation, that all of its members dwell together in unity even while we are apart. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all healthcare workers as they work against the pandemic, that you would bless their work and keep them safe as they work to keep us safe. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those whose lives are in need of a special measure of peace and comfort, the sick and the hospitalized, especially those names we uplift now, Kai, Bev, Haley, Forrest, Kylie, Sandy, Cassidy, Dylan, Roman, Svenja, Addie, Anita, Andrew, Kayla, Tom, Chuck, Holly, Ann, Julie, Rich, Peggy and Dawn, Caroline, Bob, Cheryl, Wesley, those experiencing sudden loss to employment or changes in employment, Sue, Gabe, Mabel, Angela, particularly the good news that she received this week. We give you thanks and praise. Also for the Zimmerman family as they mourn the passing of Karen, for Bradley, and finally for our blood drive at Peace Lutheran Church, that you would protect and guide the activities this Thursday and keep everyone safe, the donors, the workers, and volunteers. We also pray that you be with those who are experiencing changes and challenges, including the unemployed, those who are relocating to new situations, and the elderly as they face each new day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all the saints called now to your eternal presence, Lord, we give you thanks. Grant that we be blessed by the heritage of faith they have left to us in our time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen.